In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk radio.
This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Right before the break there, we had Wes in Idaho. Sorry I had to cut you off there for the break there. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, Keith, thank you for taking my call. I just heard a frequent caller to radio say that the Roman soldiers killed Jesus Christ. Is that what the Bible says, Keith?
Well, Caesar was Roman. Caesar was Roman. Remember, when he was brought to him, he found no fault. And, of course, the Jews back then, the Pharisees and everything, says that, give us Barabbas. They wanted a murderer over Christ. But he said he'd washed his hands of it, remember?
Yeah, do I maybe need to read the Bible, or do we believe the Bible on that point? You know, did the Roman soldiers, are they the one accused of killing Jesus Christ, or is it someone else? Do we want to talk about that?
Well,
I've got it open.
Let's put it this way, Wes. We know that when the Romans were involved in a lot of things, but it was inherently, though, the Pharisees back then that, remember when Jesus was baptized, the voice and the dove came down from the heavens and says, "This is my beloved Son, the one whom I have approved. Listen to him." And, of course, he was rejected. That's why the Bible goes on and on in a seam about the stone that the builders rejected.
Well, I'd like to offer this. 1 Thessalonians 2:14-15. At the end of 14, it says, "And the Jews who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out, they were not pleasing to God, but hostile to all men." I just thought, you know, let's not put it that the Romans, I understand they followed orders, whatever, but the Bible says that the Jews were behind the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. Yeah, Wes, remember, though, when Jesus said, "My kingdom is no part of this world," and he went on to say, "Had it been, my followers would have fought that I not be delivered up to the Jews."
It is true of today. I mean, what actually, you know, who is actually pushing for the wars? I mean, 18 years old, you don't know a whole lot about the world, you know. You join up for the military service. You've watched a million movies on television, Hollywood, which is owned by, Alex Jones would tell us, the Arabs, the Islam, the Muslims owned Hollywood. is that not the most outrageous thing?
It is. Well, like I say, I believe Jones is COINTELPRO, but that's my own personal view. He's got some good, well, actually his other newscasters have got some good shows on there, but I'm not out here to compete with him. I like history and stuff. You know, like I've mentioned before, like the Christmas truce of 1915. I like to see where young boys are pitted against each other sitting on a battlefield, and they're going to celebrate the same holiday that they both, as Christians, whether they're Christian Orthodox Jews or what, or Christian Americans, or UK or whatever, British, you know, that they're all on the same battlefield and they're going, what are we doing here? We're all the same religion. We're celebrating the same birth of our Christ, you know. And they're killing each other, their own spiritual brethren. And it's all for banking.
But I do believe the same thing is going on right now today.
Of course it is.
This Bible that I have in my hands accuses the Jews of being behind a lot of things. And one is Hollywood. I'm sorry, Alex Jones, you are crazy. You have been, should have been dumped in the garbage a long time ago. But the Rothschilds are the ones that really benefit from wars. Well, and yeah, they know how to.
Yeah, but Wes, you gotta realize one thing though. There is a satanic portion of the Zionist neocons that have nothing to do with the actual Jews today. However, the actual Jews today is no different than what I talked to John Stattmiller the other day. This constant pluralism of we. I'm not over there bombing Iraq. I'm not thinking or contemplating bombing Iran. I'm not thinking of going into Ukraine or over into Russia like that. It's what this government does. Now, those with their statism, they get so hooked on this, you know, my country, our team, stuff like that. They're the ones that are being led astray because they will do anything. And, of course, sadly, you'll see they who have to live with the PTSD and other things that have wrought upon themselves by listening to someone else. That's why when you're young, you teach kids, because kids learn after that grown-ups lie.
Well, it's a pretty hard thing when you're 18 years old. You want to live a glorious life, and you've, like I say, watched television, and you thought every man was supposed to go to war for his country, World War One and World War Two. Seems like glory. But I'm trying to get this point across. Rothschilds are the ones, and all the other, I do believe of all the Federal Reserve is owned by what? Jews.
This is
the problem that we face. We ought to identify who the real enemy is. Every good soldier.
Wes, I think everyone knows. The point is, though, is nothing can be changed until we get rid of the pariah that is sucking a... I mean, you listen to Netanyahu's quotes about how they're going to bleed American dry and then just to discard it. However, like I say, I have damn good Jewish friends that are more worried that what the Zionists are doing is going to cause something that's going to harm them. They're not into this also. See, you have good Jewish people, and then you have those Zionists that assume this religion of Judea and yet go through their own worship. And which is basically nothing, because out of 50 nations polled, the Jewish ones are the least religious. And I have to attach Jewish on there because it was attached to Israel. But other than that, there's a lot of people out there that are good, strong worshipers of God. They have their faith. It's just one little area that wants to become the center of the world and have this new world order from Jerusalem. And that's why they keep talking about moving Tel Aviv to Jerusalem for the capital, you know. And I was going to get into that here and later in the show here. So if you stick around, I will. But I have another caller online here, so I have to let you go, Wes. But, hey, I do thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. My best to you. Where was that? Ken in New York. You there, Ken?
You hear me now? Okay. Yeah, like, I don't know if it might help people, but there is kind of like a rushing sound and a beep before you actually get on the air. I just wanted to mention that because that's happened to me several times. That may be why people are asking, do you hear me all the time?
Yeah, that happens on all the shows. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to address a couple of things, and unfortunately, while you're waiting and listening, you start hearing other things that you want to get involved with. And as for the last caller, I would say I'm half Irish and half Italian. What a mixture. And I can tell you the Romans would, like the mob, were just the muscle.
Right.
There was always somebody else that was running them. Okay, fine. As far as you go, I've been electronics all of my life, and my first experience in electronics was building a 5-tube radio kit from Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember them vaguely, about 1970, 69?
Yeah. Same era all the Heath kits came out,
You can't imagine the amount of sweat coming off of me. It took me about an hour to build a kit up and 3 hours to make sure I wired it right before I plugged it into the wall.
Yeah, but you didn't say, did it fail the smoke test or did it pass?
Yeah, no, it worked. Now, in 64, my biggest problem is wondering if they still need me and whether they still feed me.
Mm.
Like the Beatles song.
Yeah.
And another caller recently mentioned Henry Kissinger, which got me. I don't know if you remember this or not, but Lyndon LaRouche, when he was running, you remember he used to run those half-hour ads when he was running for president back in the 80s?
Yeah, I remember that on TV. That's about the only time I did watch TV. I hardly
ever
watched
TV. I used to think he was nuts because everybody said he was nuts. But I've heard him, and recently, on AJ, maybe when he was 90 or 91, he didn't sound all that nuts to me.
And well, you know what I kind of compare him as? You know those ink blot things where they like it looks like a butterfly or something like that? You're supposed to identify the pattern, and it just looks like a butterfly. Yeah. LaRouche and Paul Craig Roberts remind me of one of those pulled out together because they sound so familiar.
Rorschach
to
test. It depends on how you interpret it.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'll tell you, I just want to tell you because the things that I've heard about Kissinger, even on RBN, as far as, and in addition to other shows, I remember my first exposure was he was sitting in front of, he was sitting in a nice, like a European-style chair, and he had a nice table next to him, and he crossed his leg over, and he said, if I were elected president, the first thing I would do is have Henry Kissinger executed for treason. Now, I looked at that. I was watching that on television, and I don't know if you've ever seen the Roadrunner cartoons, but mm-hmm. the coyote's jaw dropped out of the ground.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and I wouldn't have believed it.
I had a sudden distaste for him because when I, I like to learn history, and I look at Laos, a totally neutral country in which the U.S. dropped all those bombs, in which Kissinger's got this peace prize for, you know. But there are over 95 million unexploded ordnances over there today, which daily blows off the limbs of some child farmer, whatever like that, you know. And other countries are involved in it where it's costing millions of dollars to do this. And, of course, the citizens, the people, you know, if you ever watch on YouTube that video called Vietnam, America's Holocaust, it's where the U.S. soldiers are sitting there bragging about cutting ears and testicles off for a beer and dropping the VC on the helicopter. I mean, but see, this is the mindset that these kids are whipped up in this fervor. And it's no different than watching these gross point blank or something like that, where you yell a kid down in a barracks there, calling him a homosexual and everything like that to toughen him up and stuff, you know, to get him out there to be a killing man. And most of the veterans I know said the worst thing they had to put up with was deprogramming themselves after the military to get out of that mindset.
I am so lucky I didn't get caught up with that. My number never came up. I was like up in the 300s for the draft number. But, what I know now about it, I probably would have ran up to Canada, and I would have been right.
Well, my best friend, his brothers who came back from Vietnam were a little bit older than he was. And, of course, they were always beating the heck out of him. And that was probably part of the trauma coming back, you know.
Hmm.
But,
war is hell, as one thing. You know? Absolutely. There is one thing that can be said for electronics, that you can have things that are 30 and 40 years old and you can keep them working, if you know how.
Yeah, well, most of my radios are still tube type, although I do have, I have a TS-440S in my pickup truck, which has the automatic antenna tuner, and I have a TS-140S upstairs, but I have an 830S downstairs, and I have a Tempo 101E downstairs also. But I'm all geared up for shortwave. Then I have all this tons of VHF and HF stuff, you know.
My shortwave consists of more like Radio Shack DXs and... Mm-hmm. My only tube stuff I've had experience with at the time, I had a Hammond C3 and a Leslie. Now I got a smaller. I couldn't afford to drag around a 450-pound organ, but I have a smaller one and a Leslie.
Well, you know,
it's 46. A smaller one that you would say it's 46 years old and it's got transistors in it and you can still fix it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ken, if you've caught my original first show here, my interest in stuff, I didn't have a very good youth there as far as schooling and stuff because a lot of things that happened to me when I was younger, which wasn't no fault of my own or anything, but
I have no degree, by the way.
Yeah, what's that?
I have no degree.
Well, that's fine. Neither do I. But anyway, what I was going to say, though, is when I started talking around the world and talking to the kids that were the same age I was and found out that they were just like I was, And my government kept saying, or our government, whatever, that they were the enemy. And I'm going, why? The kid wants to be just like I am.
Mm.
It's just their government pits them against us through propaganda, and our government through propaganda, you know, pits us against someone else, you know?
Well, my
anyway, I have another caller there, but go ahead and finish up there. Go ahead and finish up, Ken.
My experience with Russians, for example, is that they're extraordinarily smart because they're better in math than we are. So obviously things like programming, which I'm also familiar with, things like that flow from. And I've been reading about Russian flying machines, and even though the MiG-31 is like 35 years old,
my humor is if watching those YouTube videos called "We Love Russia." If Russia ever wanted to invade the United States, all you could do is license up a bunch of people because they sure in the hell can't drive.
Yeah. Well, I've worked with them, so I think I understand them pretty well. But
yeah,
thank you.
I have no problem. I have no enemies in the world. Yeah, you know, that I look at.
No.
Anyway, I have another caller there, okay? So let's
thank
go because I have
good
a
night.
Coming up. Hey, nice talking to you, okay? Larkin, Texas.
Keith?
Yeah.
Hi, Keith.
How you doing?
First-time caller, by the way. I like your broadcast.
Oh, well, thank you.
I want to expand a little bit on the order followers because I think Renee made some very good observations earlier. There's a word that's bandied about in, you know, closed doors, sessions, at conferences, by so-called communitarian policy experts. And I want to tell you about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's accompanied by a picture. It's real easy to see it. The word is a French word that means gearing. Imagine two gear wheels in motion.
Right.
You're watching a big gear wheel and a little gear wheel, and they're both in motion. Well, imagine the word and the picture. Imagine a Rube Goldberg cartoon drawing of some fantastic machine.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with those drawings, yes?
Right.
Okay. Well, see, everybody has a role to play in this world. And with this word engrenage, which means gearing, roughly in French, you can go on YouTube, you can look it up. The word is spelled E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, G as in George. E-N-G-R-E-N, as in Nancy, A-G-E, engrenage, gearing. And what it means is sequencing the inevitability of events.
Right.
Sequencing the inevitability of events. So let's expand this out a little bit. Renee spoke of the order followers in the U.S. military. Well, let's imagine all the other people who are order followers. Look at the people that go to college and they get a degree and they select a degree program to set themselves up, to set themselves on a career path. Now, Alexander Solzhenitsyn called the man with a career the most uninteresting person he could possibly imagine. The man with a career. Now, let's look at the example of the lawyer who he goes to law school and he learns about the rules of evidence, the rules of criminal and civil procedure. He learns about case law, and he's set on a course, and then he's provided a license to practice what he thinks is law. Now, this is a guy that's not going to deviate from the things that he learned in law school, because he knows he could lose his license.
Right.
He or she. Now, let's look at the example of the doctor. They go to medical school, and they're told that they're learning the latest and greatest that modern science has to offer, and then they get a medical license. So now we have credentialing and licensure, which is two groups, two professional groups. They, in turn, are following, well, the doctor's standard of care, as we mentioned, and they can't deviate because they'll lose their ability to earn a living. And the same with the lawyers, and then the judges. It extends out to the cops on the beat. It extends to the order followers in the U.S. military.
Yeah, Larka, I'd have to... in our court system today, I think I have a break coming up here too, but I want to hold you over though. But in our court system today, the state always wins. And so whether you're a lawyer and you're in the defense or the prosecution, that's why they have this plea bargaining. The state will get its conviction in any way. So it doesn't matter whether or not in today's world you're innocent or guilty. And anyway, Lark, my break is coming up and I want to keep on that theme there. So stay online. We'll be right back, okay?
All right.
This on Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
And you wanna... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
NutraMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You wanna know? Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
All right, welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We were talking to Lark in Texas. Hey, Lark, I wanted to finish up here. All those judges there that are going against Donald Trump right now is no different. Where you said that they kind of keep within their bounds and they know that they can't do that with a lawyer and whatever. It's the same premise of those psychiatrists that were paid 80-some million dollars to devise a torture program to torture everyone over at Gitmo. And then you would think all that information would come forth. And then Trump sealed those records there, too. So, I mean, the establishment just keeps on going. Do you see what I'm getting at?
No. Oh, absolutely. In fact, anyone can just do a search on the internet today and just type in the title of this one short essay. It said, it goes, How the Federal Reserve Bought the Economics Profession. Now, any profession in America today, see, these are the people that are most brainwashed of amongst us all. They really are. They're the most heavily indoctrinated. Because, and these are people that are just not going to stray from the path that they're on, even if they discover along the way that they're being used for immoral purposes or even illogical or illegal purposes. The truth of the matter is today, let me share something with you real quick, Keith, to expand upon that. This is called globalist policy. And if you go to Nikki Rapana, who has a blog, the static now, called Living Outside the Dialectic, and you type in DV Kid, because I did this while DV Kid was being interviewed this past week.
Is that Kid or
John
Kit?
John Stadman's show. DV Kid.
Or, Kit, K-I-T or K-I-D?
It's DV is D as in David, E double V as in Victor, Y, and oh, Kid okay. is K-I-D-D, like Captain right. Kid the Captain Kid the Pirate.
Okay, got you. Okay.
Okay, and Nikki Rapana.blogspot.com is N is in Nancy, I-K-I, Nikki. And Rapana is R, double A is in Apple, P is in Paul, A-N as in Nancy, A, Nikki Rapana. But all you have to do is just do a search, Living Outside the Dialectic. It'll pop right up.
Okay.
And then when you get to that website, type in the site search window, DV Kit, and this is what will pop up. You scroll down a little bit, and here's what it shares with you. This was sent to the blogger Nikki Rapana by somebody named Darren in British Columbia. It's entitled Globalist Policy. Environmental communitarian law has been practiced in the EU court for over 50 years. It is the legal philosophy that sustains depopulation programs. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Depopulation programs.
Oh, of course,
EU, yeah. EU environmental law was patterned after what was done by Russell Train and William Ruckelshaus at the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, in 1970.
Yeah. Hey, Lark, hang on a second. Lark, hang on a second, okay? Ken, are you there? Yeah, I hear some audio in the background. Is there something I'm missing, or? It just sounds like a commercial's running in the background. Yeah, I'm not sure what it was. Okay, go ahead, Lark.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just I kept hearing this thing. I didn't know if I had a break coming up again here. I thought it was kind of short there, but I was hearing just like this other commercial running or something, you know?
Yeah, well, now when we talk about environment today, under communitarian law, do a search. What is communitarian law? Any search engine. We learn about what this word environment really means. See, everything under communitarian law today has an environment, and by extension, they have a climate, and there is such a thing as a community.
You know, Lark, I've been saying that climate change is not about the weather. It's about people.
It's communitarian code speak for the social, socio-political, biological, environmental, cultural milieu in which we all live and breathe today. That's what it is.
Yeah. Have you seen the on YouTube the video called DOD Fun Vax?
No. I'll have to check it out.
It's a Department of Defense video, and we're over in Afghanistan. They're spraying to remove the so-called, I want to call it God gene, to erase radicalism. I think, seriously, we a lot of our friends have talked about this with these, which we know are chemtrails, that as we see more and more of the people with their religious views changing and more atheism starting and the difference of sexual desires and stuff, I think a lot of this stuff is being weeded out to control population and, of course, also to push people to science, where science is now the new religion, whereas before governments used religion to control man, and now that's impossible anymore because of the religion's dropping, so now they're using science.
Well, you're absolutely right. The truth about it is that murder has been made legal in our world today.
Oh, I know, yeah.
They're accomplishing more with late 20th century and early 21st century warfare than if they had a hot war going on constantly worldwide.
Sure.
You know, there's different types of warfare today, though, in an interconnected world in which we have instant communication. You know, there's asymmetric warfare. There's biological warfare, there's nonlinear warfare, there's psychological warfare, and there is also mimetic warfare, the battle of the memes. And yes. That's just loosely. But there's, you know, people would say, well, there's a spiritual war going on too. Well, there's no doubt. But, you know, again, hearkening back to the order followers, it extends way past than just the military. I mean, it extends into the churches. You know,
Lark, you're correct there too, because remember, in order for a church to keep its 501c3 charter, that Romans 8 about give unto Caesar what's due to Caesar, that's promoted throughout all these churches. So hey, if they want your guns, you know, give them to them, you know.
Yeah,
they're just propaganda outlets. That's why whenever you look at these, there's tons of videos on YouTube, all these fake preachers and stuff. There's Benny Hinn and all those guys like that, you know. They're only in it for the money. And they have the most sordid lifestyles that you could even think of, you know, at, please forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, you know. But they're just as deviant as everyone else. And that's why, like, in my show, I've always tried to show that with you quit laughing, Ken. But anyway, demographics, people all over the world are the same. And it's just they have to have government out there to keep fighting us or pushing us together, either through racial issues or even religious, you know. I mean, what's the difference of some evil Muslim out there screaming Allah Akbar and slicing someone's throat than having someone else out there driving a tank over their house and, you know, there's no difference.
Yeah, by the way, if you will actually, you and the listeners will actually go to this thing called Globalist Philosophy. Just below it, it says, understand their position in philosophy. Now, here's the first quote. Murray Strong, he was the bastard child of Deng Xiaoping and Anna Louise Strong, who was an American communist.
I've heard of him, yeah.
This is what he said. He's the founder of the UN's environment program. Is it the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? I mean, there's a whole bunch of quotes here. Paul Ehrlich, remember the population bomb?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people honestly think there's too many people, and they have a moral duty to actually kill one hell of a lot of us off.
Oh, I know. Well,
and
it's like
by God, the fanciest and the smartest and the best educated amongst us are hell-bent on doing just that.
Well, and it's always those that are out there saying at first is like, well, hey, you know, you're 60 years old. Why don't you, you know, if the elderly are causing this problem, why don't you step in line first? But they won't do that. You know, it's got to be someone else's kids. And they have families of five or whatever, you know. It's you. You got to go. You know.
Hey, well, listen, we should talk sometime. Board Ops got my number. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Mark, you take care of yourself, okay? Nice talking to you, okay? Okay, we'll get back to here. I was going to highlight now here, and this isn't against any of the U.S. military and like that, because it's, you know, the old, I was following orders, but again, everyone being lied to. Now, I want to highlight here, out of this here, the actual carnage that is derived from this. And this is from the War Plan 1002-90. The last two digits of the War Plan, of course, stood for the CENTCOMs for 1990. And this, again, was all pre-planned, just like the Project for a New American Century. In 1990, at least four war games, some premised on the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait, were conducted before the invasion occurred. One of the first, a computer exercise called International Look, was held in January. And then in June of 1990, General Schwarzkopf conducted a sophisticated war games pitting thousands of U.S. troops against the armored divisions of the Republican Guard. See, these things are all planned. But I'm going to run out of time here if I don't get into this thing here. So, but I want to show you what actually transpired with a buildup of all these war games, how the U.S. led Saddam into this war as an excuse to be able to go back in and reinvade, because the main premise, again, as it was brought out in the policy, was it was to control the oil resources there since Britain had dropped out. And, of course, we know that's all backed by the U.S. Petrodollar, as they call it there. And that's why Trump sells arms to the Saudis, because they buy all U.S. debt through that petrodollar. Anyway, so as early as September of 1990, the Air Force Chief of Staff Michael Dugan told reporters that as far as targets went, the cutting edge would be downtown Baghdad. The Washington Post reported that the list of targets that Dugan proposed, including Iraq's power grids, roads, railroads, and perhaps domestic petroleum production facilities. Now, doesn't that not sound like what goes on over in Syria and Iraq today again? Within days of that statement, Dugan was fired. The Secretary of Defense, Dick Cheney, called his statements inappropriate, but the real reason for his firing was that Dugan jeopardized both domestic and international support for the military action against Iraq. Because, again, this was all pre-planned. Remember the number 10 Downing Street memo and everything. Anyways, so from the earliest times, most cultures have speculated about how the end of Earth might come. And, of course, this is whether it's through Hiroshima, nuclear wars, everything like that. But anyway, for those in Iraq, it came a little bit different. I hear that noise again. Is everything okay, Ken? Okay. Anyway, so on the night of the 16th and 17th of January 1991, the stars shone above with little change since over in Babylon on the Euphrates for like 4,000 years. It just looked like this picturesque scene there. It was just a collection of all the existing writings. Remember the massive museums they had there? over on the Nineveh and the Tigris rivers, and it's great palaces. Anyway, this was all soon going to change. The Tigris and Euphrates rivers flowed quietly toward the Gulf, and in the darkness of the early hours, the same stars silently witnessed another approach of the human violence, unprecedented in its nature and its intensity. The wind gently stirred. It sounds like some novel, you know. And the date palms. In the darkened skies, the cities, towns, and farms, men, women, and children tried to sleep, not knowing what the night had held for them. In Kuwait, the remaining population of Iraqi occupying forces, backed up in southern Iraq by hundreds of thousands more, waited for war. To the south, 540,000 U.S. troops and 150,000 from other countries were on alert. Now starts the attack, where we had the dried up generals talking about showdown with Iraq. But this is the same premise, although used in Gulf War Number 2, it's the same as in Gulf War Number 1. So without setting a foot on the Iraqi soil, I want to let you see what the carnage was over there. Or engaging Iraqi troops directly, the U.S. aircraft and missiles systematically destroyed life and life support systems in Iraq over a period of 6 weeks. There were 200,000 airstrikes, and in the first 24 hours, more than 90% of Iraq's electrical capacity was bombed out of service, and in the first few hours. Within several days, not an electron was flowing. Multi-million-dollar missile-targeted power plants up to the last days of the war to leave the country without power as economic sanctions zapped life and the survivors. In less than 3 weeks, the U.S. press reported military calculations that the tonnage of high explosive bombs already released on had exceeded the combined Allied air offensive of World War II. You got to think of that for a minute. More bombs were dropped in Iraq than was dropped on World War II. By the end of the aerial assault, 110,000 aircraft sorties had dropped over 88,500 tons of bombs on Iraq, the equivalent of 7.5 atomic bombs of the size of that incarcerated Hiroshima. Aircraft flew from distances as great as Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana and the island of Diego Garcia in the Gulf there. And, of course, that was just to prove that they could do it from Louisiana there. More than 93% of the bombs were free-falling, and many of the bombs and missiles directed by laser systems were misguided. Weapons used included 5-ton fuel-air explosive bombs that created pressure approaching that of a low-yield nuclear device, cluster bombs containing 250 bomblets capable of spewing 500,000 high-velocity razor-sharp shrapnel fragments over an area were used against Basra and the congested highway. And that's where we come up to that the highway of death over there. And you can Google photos of that and how sinister that is. Within days, there was no running water in Iraq. For many weeks, people in Baghdad, without television, radio, or newspapers to warn them that they were getting their drinking water straight from the Tigris in buckets, the Iraqi news agency in Baghdad broadcasting station lost 6 wireless broadcast stations, 12 television stations, and 5 radio stations. And we know, like, even in Qatar right now, where they're trying to take out Al Jazeera, that was the same premise back during that war, when they started targeting all these TV and radio stations. It was to deny services. Anyway, the lack of communications frustrated attempts to conduct most organized activity, including caring for the sick and injured. The destruction of transportation links compounds was another compounding problem. In a country built around 2 great rivers, 139 automobile and railroad bridges were either damaged or destroyed, including 26 in Basra province alone. Major highways and other roads were hit, making travel a nightmare. Roads, maintenance, and stations were bombed to prevent any further repairs. All kinds of civilian cars, trucks, buses, and even taxis were attacked along Iraq's major highways. Anyway, this goes on to explain how all of the major water pumping for fresh water, the dams were hit, the sewage that had spilled out into the streets, of course, causing illnesses. Iraq's agriculture had come to a complete stop. The food processing, these milk plants that were hit, allegedly, as always, oh, they were making chemicals there, you know. And I always find that interesting whenever you have a U.S. Politician say something about that. And I always think about what happened down in Vietnam with the napalm and everything and the defoliants they use down there. Those aren't chemical weapons. Or like I've mentioned before, Big Pharma, 200 some odd thousand Americans die each year due to these chemical toxins and all these SSRIs and stuff. Where are the red lines for Big Pharma, you know? Anyway, the farm herds were decimated. 3.5 million sheep from a total of 10 million and 2 million cattle were lost by the summer, partially from food shortages. 90% of the country's poultry production was destroyed. Grain silos across the entire country were hit methodically, and hundreds of farms and farm buildings were attacked. The nation's tractor assembly and major fertilizer plants were also destroyed in bombing raids that took 16 lives. In June of 1992, more than a year and a half after Iraq was driven from Kuwait and with the sanctions still in place, the United States burned grain and wheat fields with incendiary bombs near Mosul in northern Iraq. What I'm trying to get at here, I can go on. I will, matter of fact. Allied bombs damaged 676 schools, 38 of which were totally destroyed. 8 of those hit were parts of universities, nor were the mosque nor other religious buildings spared, or historic sites were immune from the U.S. Attacks. This story is being told by an American, by the way. Since it was a coalition forces and stuff, you could probably attach the British and everything else on there, too, you know. So you can't always claim everything, you know. But anyway, Iraq reported that 25 mosques in Baghdad alone were hit, and 31 more were reported damaged around the country. During the first week of February, I saw two mosques in Basra that were totally destroyed, 6 badly damaged, 3 damaged Christian churches, the 900-year-old Church of St. Thomas in Mosul. If you're up on the news right now, Mosul today is damn near leveled. That's how bad this latest so-called incursion after ISIS has. I mean, 40,000 people in the last 9 months have lost their lives in Mosul alone. The bombers hit civilian government office buildings in Baghdad, including the Ba'ath Party headquarters, the City Hall and Supreme Court, and the Ministry of Defense. And as I'm reading this, the reason I'm saying this is it's the same premise. This shock and awe that John Pilger in that first video clip that I had Ken play in the booth there, board up, this is called denial of services. And it's the same thing that you see, whether it's in Greece right now with forced austerity, is where the people have to pay for what the government is doing. And, of course, we're paying for that through what they call national debt. And it's always supposed to be for our national security, but it has nothing to do with our security, italics, you know. It is only for corporate America. They're the ones that go in there and they get these massive rebuilding, nation-building contracts, and which cost-plus overruns is where they'll destroy all these Humvees and stuff, and they'll bring brand-new ones in for $250,000. Think of the cost-plus on a Humvee like that, you know. They'll plow over computers and stuff and just bury them into a hole and order brand-new ones when they could have gone to a school or something, you know. But this is the issue. But the people pay for this, and it's all assigned to them as what they call their national debt, because now the IMF is going to issue these massive loans in which the people will pay John Perkins, the economic hitman, where he describes how that was his job, basically, to go in there and to try to convince someone to come over to the American way out of all these banana republics and stuff. And if they didn't do it, the CIA went in. And if the CIA couldn't do it, then the U.S. military went in. This is the American empire. And this is what we have been lied to about for decades. This has nothing to do with our security, nothing to do with our freedom. If you think you've got freedom right now, you can laugh with me, I guess, because you can't fish without a license. You can't drive without a license. You can't do anything without a license. Not only here, but over in London and stuff. Kids can't even sell lemonade without a license. some yard sales you can't conduct business in without even having to do it in a check, because they want to check all commerce. They want to know where the money's going. And of course, the spying, the NSA that has got backdoor router modem holes into everything. And you're supposed to believe that you have all this freedom. In the meantime, all this personal data is being hacked. Thousands and thousands of Social Security numbers. Hospitals are all being shut down. And this is a system that they're building. And do you ever see the government go after any of those? No. But suddenly they're able to find out how to get porn off someone's computer, but they tell you they can't tell you how they did it because it might jeopardize their methodology, you know. We'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers with Republic Broadcasting Radio.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the last segment of the show here. Anyway, my intent today was not to diss any of our military or any of that. It's a policy that has been deployed throughout the decades And it doesn't matter whether it was Vietnam, Guatemala, Chile. I mean, it's the same premise. And that's why this country is hated. It's not for our alleged freedoms. It is so hard to even to get people to realize that all this stuff has been basically because of the stuff that this government has done, and it's been in our names. And why are we hated so much? Well, look at the carnage left behind, to where people don't even have the means or ability to bury their own children or loved ones. That's how bad it is. I was going to leave you with a couple stories here. I got a couple minutes here, but I think we're on the precipice of something that's about ready to break, and it's due to what's happening over there in Israel right now. The Arab League chief warns Israel not to trespass on any red line. And, of course, this is all because of that mosque over there in Israel. The British protesters hold this massive anti-Israel rally in London. And, again, it's due to this El Quds mosque over there in Israel. Egypt and Jordan discuss adopting measures over Israel's actions at this mosque. And Iran's parliament advisor warns Israel of a new intifada. There we go. I knew I said that wrong when the minute I said it. Anyway, if you are one that believes in the Bible, I always look at what Luke 21:20-24 says. It says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. Let those who in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those in the city get out, and let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of the punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. How dreadful it would be for those days for a pregnant woman or nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. They will fall by the sword, and they will be taken as prisoners to all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And as I'd mentioned before, when I hear all this stuff about Jerusalem, moving the embassies from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, I still think that when the Bible said, and I saw a new city, a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Remember in 1 and 2 Kings, man couldn't walk by faith. They had to have sight, and so God let them appoint kings over him. And yet, Christ, again, as I had mentioned, said that his kingdom was no part of this world. And that's what we should remember. Anyway, that's the end of my show here. I'd like to thank you all for joining me. Tune in next Sunday here, and up next is Blacklisted News. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, and thank you, Ken.
Turn it up loud as it'll go. Talk radio. The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it up loud as it'll go.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.